Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Bring up what you want here. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We spent the first hour on a piece of audio that came from a listener of ours in Belarus, and he was kind of laying out some of the differences, the key differences in life there over the last few months versus life in, well, basically the rest of the world. I mean, maybe with the exception of, wasn't it Sweden that had a semi-lockdown, but not quite total?
Yeah, and they're getting
lockdown.
Panned as, you know, basically...
They're killing all the innocent people.
All their citizens are dead.
Yeah.
Sweden's a wasteland.
And which is ridiculous.
No, it's obviously not true.
And similar in Belarus, where a lot of people are hating on the authoritarian there for using his authoritarianism to basically say, no, go ahead, stay open, it's all good. Go to the hockey games, drink some vodka, have a party. We're cool here in Belarus, do what you want. If you want to wear a mask, that's your business. If you want to stay home, that's your business. And that should have been the way any free place handled this, but there aren't free places. And I'm not saying Belarus is a free place. It is, from what I understand, an authoritarian dictatorship.
Nothing like that, yeah.
Authoritarian dictatorship, but in this case, they made the right choice to protect their economy and protect the individual's right to make their choice for their own business. And
just quickly scanning through this map that Google has put in place with incidences of COVID-19. I don't think deaths. I think this is incidences of COVID-19. And their comparables per capita around Europe. Sweden is higher than some, but not extraordinary. France is whooping Sweden, as is Spain. Spain whooping France, and Turkey probably about the same as France. So, I mean, this
How
is per capita.
Sweden compared to Belarus?
Slightly more.
Slightly more infections in Sweden?
Yeah. And I would say that the reason for some of this is that you probably could look at travel restrictions and those sorts of things and figure out and have a really good idea of how a country reacted and then look at the map and then, you know, back those up. I don't think a lot of people are wanting to go to Belarus. That's my guess. I don't, you know, I mean, I don't imagine they
probably... I kind of do after this story.
Well, Estonia is probably the place to go.
Well, anyway, it was interesting, and there was a few more words that Anton had to share just kind of about his experience and listening to Free Talk Live as a Belarusian. We continue here with his wrap-up.
And I want to say thank you, Ian, you and all your friends and hosts of your show for what you do for freedom. I like the show. I love it. You guys changed my viewpoints on different topics, on different things. And thank you very much. I even learned my English from you guys by listening to your show.
That happens a lot.
He did well.
Yeah, I mean, he spoke very, very well. And he's not. Yeah, you're right about this, Mark. We've had people call from Asia as well who've said they've used our, you know, satellite feed or something or just our internet feed to.
Well, Free Talk Live, it was hard to get good free podcasts back in the day with good sound quality, and you are fastidious about sound quality. And
we say a lot of words over a week.
We do. There's a lot of content that people can listen to, and it pounds English home for them.
So that's always cool to hear.
Thank you very much. And by the way, Lukashenko has legalized Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in December 22nd of 2017. I can tell you more about it, but you can Google. Again, thank you very much, Ian, for all what you do. Bye.
Very cool. Very cool. From Anton there in Belarus, where it's probably getting close to 4 or 5 in the morning, so that's why he couldn't call. But it was cool that he recorded that. It allowed us to kind of stop down and talk about it. So very interesting, and I'm glad that he enjoys the show. And it's really cool to know that we have an international audience. So when we ask a question like, what's it like in Belarus, we actually got an answer. So it's really cool when, you know, radio can allow us to connect with people like that.
Yeah.
So. I love that. So back to the world of crazy news. Did you guys hear about what's going on with the uproar, apparently, over Uncle Ben Mrs. Butterworth and Aunt Jemima.
Were they getting it on?
Mrs. Butterworth.
Mrs. Butterworth, apparently, as well. Yes, CNN Business reporting that Uncle Ben's owner, Mars, is planning to change the rice maker's, quote, brand identity. One of several food companies planning to overhaul logos and packaging that have long been criticized for perpetuating harmful racial stereotypes. Now, I gotta say, I am seeing photographs here of Uncle Ben's special tomato and basil rice and Mexican-style rice, and what I see here is a picture of a man, happens to be a black man in this particular case, looking at a camera.
Well, the stereotype is true. I know a lot of black people who eat rice.
I know a lot of Asians who eat rice as well.
True.
And Ben could be an Asian name. Are they going to change it to an Asian guy now? Would that be completely acceptable if Uncle Ben became an Asian?
We have moved into a realm where you simply cannot have a human-looking character, right? I mean, like,
let's bring Toucan Sam in then, and have him be the representative for Uncle Ben.
PETA is not going to like that. you're exploiting that poor bird.
It reminds me of the Adam Ruins Everything. You know, that guy on the internet is basically like to his liberal friends, hey, let's go and do something this weekend, and then they go through a list of things and why they can't do them. Because it harms the environment or racial stereotypes or this thing or that thing or the other thing. Now, I have heard arguments on both sides of this Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben thing. Mrs. Butterworth is news to me, mind you. But, you know, like in one case, you're talking about Aunt Jemima being, like, was actually modeled after a real lady. And now, then I've seen people on the other side say, well, this is the original Aunt Jemima, and this doesn't look like a real lady at all.
Which I saw a photo of what you're claiming, or what they're claiming, was the original Aunt Jemima, and it did look pretty offensive in the way that it was
drawn.
It
looked pretty darn offensive.
Yeah. But so, I don't know how many years it's been since that logo's been in place, but I suspect it's been decades.
Yeah, probably decades. Could be more than a century. Yeah. I don't know the answer. If, like, there's parts of this that I don't understand. Like, let's say that people want to buy Uncle Ben's rice because they feel like, you know, a black man's going to make better rice than a white guy. So at which point they, you know, this international company, whatever they might be, Mars, is this the same one that makes the M&Ms?
That's, I believe, the same Mars.
Okay. So this food company is making, you know, money on the fact that somebody will buy their brand because it has a black guy over it, over the other brand, what, Hamburger Helper? I don't even know what the competing brand is.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, look.
For rice?
If I'm going down the street.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco tree. So they're up against the gays.
You're right.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, I hear they whip up a mean casserole there in the Castro district.
If I'm going down the street and I got on the left, I got a black family cooking barbecue, and it's for sale, right? And on the right, I got some sort of church white family cooking barbecue. I'm gonna make that left turn, and I'm going into the black family's parking lot. I'm gonna get out, and I'm gonna expect that I'm gonna, just by making that choice, I'm gonna have a better barbecue. So, is that racist?
It is racist, actually. I mean, by its very function, right? If you have made a decision based on someone's race, you have made a racist decision.
Or is it stereotyping?
Well, it's both of those things. It's stereotyping based on race.
Yeah.
And the question is,
but is it wrong?
I think that you would have to ask that black family. And I can tell you that some of them...
Well, they're not going to tell me it's wrong if I'm handing them
$10. No, they're not, right? I mean, see, this is the thing, right? So what if, you know, this Mars company, the people who make Uncle Ben's rice are, you know, as a percentage, more black than the average person. Is this a problem then? I don't know, but these are all the questions that they're trying to avoid. And I get why they might try to avoid these things. If this is the moment in time when Mars can make a few extra bucks by ditching Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, then by God, that's what they're going to do. And that's what they should do. But I would warn the ladies and gentlemen in the audience is that perhaps you're being played. I don't care whether Uncle Ben or Aunt Jemima's portraits are on Uncle Ben's and Aunt Jemima's, particular products. I don't care because, for one, I'm never buying pancake syrup in
the
store.
I don't buy those products.
I live in New Hampshire. Screw y'all. I mean, our biggest export is tree sap.
Is that true?
And granite countertops, so rocks and tree sap.
More coming up here if you want to weigh in on Uncle Ben's, Aunt Jemima, and the future of marketing. It's Free Talk Live.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Anarcho-Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Avins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up anything you want right here. We've been talking about the apparently brand reimaginings or whatever the corporate terminology they use for changing branding of Aunt Jemima, of Uncle Ben, apparently Mrs. Butterworth's as well. Mark, you just saw another article that Chiquita Banana is now under fire. I don't know if they've announced...
Cream of Wheat, which I don't even... I'm not even familiar with that having a caricature, but it may very well.
That these are under fire. I don't know if they have made a decision to change their branding yet. You found some sort of information.
They're doing reviews.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So I guess now these...
There is a black guy on Cream of Wheat. I mean, apparently you just can't have a black guy.
I mean, it's just... it's insane what's going on here to me.
Is that fair to black models, though? I mean,
no, somebody will complain about that too. I'm
any,
sure.
Any model could become a you know, the face of some brand and make
now
a whole
a
lot of
stereotype.
Money, but not if they're black.
When your whole view is centered around race, then. I mean, like, the world becomes this twisted place, right? Everything's negative or positive based on the amount of melanin or caucogen or cucatin in your skin. It's crazy,
it's
girl.
Crazy. If you want to weigh in here.
Is cucatin the chemical that makes you a cuck?
So, by the way, coming up in about a month from now, Free Talk Live will be heading to Vegas for Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas. And these events started last year. It was the very first one that, Mark, you and I went to. I don't think they'd had one prior to 2019. And this year they're going to be doing two events, Anarcho Vegas and Crypto Vegas. You can go to anarchovegas.com or cryptovegasconference.com and use code FTL. You'll save 10% on VIP tickets. If you just want the regular tickets, they're cheap. It's only $20.20 for each ticket. So it's a one-day conference for each conference, 2 days, July 18th and 19th in Vegas, $20.20 per ticket. You'll see some great speakers at Crypto Vegas like Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergadinha, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEOs, Kingsley Edwards, and others. Plus at Anarcho Vegas 2020, Jim Bell will be there, Larkin Rose, Ovens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Go to anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com to get your ticket. Tickets for one or preferably both of these wonderful events and go see some people in real life. Of course, we've also got ForkFest on the way starting next week, so there's a lot to do over this next month, and we hope that we will see you at one or both or all of those events. A little bit more here from CNN Business on the attack against Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, where apparently they've received these companies. Apparently Uncle Ben's owner is the Mars Corporation, and then Aunt Jemima owned by Quaker Oats. They're planning on changing their branding because some people...
Well, don't forget Mrs. Butterworth.
...are mad. Yeah, Mrs. Butterworth's is in...
So I'm searching Mrs. Butterworth's here. And I
for
went
what,
to the
logos or whatever?
Wikipedia page. Mm-hmm. I know what Mrs. Butterworth looks like. It's a plastic bottle. It used to be glass.
Right.
Of a woman. And the complaint is that the woman is, A, you know, syrup bottles tend to be brown.
Okay.
Okay? And that some people have claimed that she looks like the Mammy character, which is a racial stereotype. However, there doesn't seem to be any evidence to support this is what... Like, I guess this. Could you make a white figure of a woman in a with a brown bottle?
No.
You can't?
No.
So the character must be black.
Or brown.
What if...
Or maple colored or whatever.
What if the character was voiced by a white voice actress? Would she be white?
Well, now it's going to upset people because you can't have a white woman.
She's not black. She never has been. No one ever imagined that Mrs. Butterworth was black.
Did anyone have any imagination of what Mrs. Butterworth's color was? Apparently some people.
Yes.
Some people,
people whose lens of the world is based entirely around race say she's black.
Black.
But I never thought of Mrs. Butterworth as black because somehow I could imagine making a bottle that had to be brown in color with a white woman as the character. And it
why does it have to be a white woman?
Because Mary Kay Bergman was the main voice actress for the character. I mean, so to me, that's... I never considered anything other than Mrs. Butterworth being a delivery system for high fructose corn syrup,
right,
for one. But
it's a plastic
her
bottle.
First name, according to a 2009 then parent company Pinnacle Foods held a first name contest, was Joy.
Joy
Butterworth. I mean, this is not a stereotypically black name.
Nope.
I'm not going to say that there's never been a woman named Joy Butterworth who happened to be more than 50% African American. However, this seems like a stretch to me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, does
surnames are kind of a bad thing to go by anyway, because slaves were called by the surnames of their supposed owners.
In many cases, they
inherited those.
They could adopt them or choose not to adopt them. In many cases, a lot of slaves named Washington, for instance, Brown, and things like that. So, in many cases, they got to pick their names.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's the complications with this whole thing. I admit, but so these companies can do whatever they want with their brands. If it feels like it benefits them at this time to do it, that's fine. Just consider, ladies and gentlemen, that this is a pointless bit of signaling for you.
That's what this is, yeah.
If you're going to, first off, don't use artificial corn syrup stuff on your pancakes, your waffles, or anything else.
If you love your children, give them
maple syrup from New Hampshire. Okay? So that's the first thing.
I'm for it.
All right. Uncle Ben's rice.
Sorry to interrupt you here. I'm just looking for Mrs. Butterworth images. Scrolling down, there's a picture of a white woman next to Ms. Butterworth's bottle. And according to a story from MeTV.com, a woman named Hope Summers, apparently an actress on the Andy Griffith Show, was an earlier version of Mrs. Butterworth's voice. So another white lady,
right,
voicing. Not just one white lady, more than one. Not that it matters.
Wait,
to
is
me.
That good or bad? I can't keep track.
It depends on who you ask.
I mean, are we upset that a white woman has been has been hired to play a black woman, or are we upset because Mrs. Butterworth may not be black? Has anybody done a DNA test on Mrs. Butterworth?
This is the most time I've ever spent thinking about Mrs. Butterworth.
I know. Do you know, by the way, Aunt Jemima has its own syrup, too. What if you took Aunt Jemima's syrup and put it in a Mrs. Butterworth's bottle?
That's kinky. The lesbians are going to get upset.
Right? It's crazy talk. So they reworked Aunt Jemima years ago to make her, a modern-looking... I don't know whether you say less offensive, but fine.
The first photo was pretty offensive. The alleged first logo, if that's real, I don't know.
There are some photos that are pretty offensive-looking by today's modern standards. There are other photos that I'm not even entirely sure are real.
Right. That's why I say I don't know if that's really the original thing or whatever.
So for some reason, Quaker Oats doesn't seem to be a problem, but that's clearly the picture of a time gone by, right?
Quakers are still pretty
They're
staid,
not
right?
wearing plain dress. I'm a Quaker. I have yet to see somebody wearing authentic plain dress. There is this one kook that wears some stuff, but she just made it up.
All right, hold that thought. We can continue here. You want to jump in with your thoughts on Aunt Jemima, Ms. Butterworth's controversy. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's attempt to end the DACA program, handing a major victory to about 650,000 illegal immigrants who all entered the country illegally as a child more than a decade ago. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is not happy with the decision.
Today's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in Department of Homeland Security versus Regents of the University of California is disgraceful. Judging is not a game. It's not supposed to be a game. But sadly, over recent years, more and more Chief Justice Roberts has been playing games with the court to achieve the policy outcomes he desires.
More than 1.5 million workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. As businesses continue to reopen, 20.5 million people continue receiving unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is no fan of John Bolton's new book.
This is deep swamp revenge porn on the part of John Bolton. He did the same thing with the Bush administration.
Speaking on Fox News, Navarro claimed that Bolton begged for the role of national security advisor under President Trump. Navarro was also accusing Bolton of trying to put together a coup in Venezuela and other countries.
This is not comporting with the tradition of people serving in administrations. He's basically throwing grenades at this administration to make money with Simon & Schuster. He knows exactly what he's doing, but he's done it before, and shame on him.
The administration is suing to have the book not released next Tuesday. House Democrats are launching a big infrastructure bill.
That is so important for us. It's job creating in its essence, but it's also commerce promoting.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi there, she was short on details regarding the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Anything that you want and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Some people are apparently mad about the fact that there are black people on the bottles of and boxes of Mrs. Well, some allege Ms. Buttersworth, but so far I think all we can find is evidence that Ms. Buttersworth has always been just a plastic bottle that's been animated, filled with maple syrup. But Aunt Jemima, definitely there's a black woman on the label there, and Uncle Ben, definitely a black man on the label. Some people apparently are offended by this, and
well,
now the companies in question are rebranding.
I saw a black comedian's bit some time ago.
About this?
Decades ago, about just sort of foods in general. He claimed to have a conspiracy theory uncle who was always seeing racism and everything. And he said, how come Frosted Flakes are great, but Cocoa Puffs are cuckoo?
Wow.
How come the Italian olives are in glass bottles, but the black olives are in cans? And, like, it just kept going. Like, and mind you, like, if this is your lens for viewing the world, you can continue to find this
all
stuff.
Kinds of things, yeah.
Right? But I, for one, had never considered that Cocoa Puffs were cuckoo because of the color of Cocoa Puffs. I had
Count Chocula, he's sucking people's blood, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, so Frankenberry, who's the strawberry one? Frankenberry.
Yeah.
He's pink, right? What's so great about him?
Maybe he's gay.
I don't know. He seems like he might be.
I'm pretty sure he is. He's got a thing going on.
But apparently you can't...
Count Chocula.
You can't have...
He's sucking more than blood.
apparently you can't have a human being on your marketing anymore because it's going to offend somebody.
Unless it's a white guy.
Well, I don't know. It's going to offend people, too.
Well, let's talk about Quaker Oats for a second here. And, you know, here's the one thing that you can't... Like, so far, they haven't tried it out. Now... As I understand it, Quaker Oats have never been owned by a Quaker. And
interesting.
Now, maybe that was true long, long, long ago. I went and did an image search here, and there appears to be a Quaker flour.
That's an A brand of flour.
How can you tell if a flour is a Quaker?
And that they had friendly flour and, like, you know, things that looked like, wow, these really do look like Quaker-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. Mind you, Cadbury candy is definitely Quaker.
Hmm. Still?
Well, they were.
Okay.
I'm only saying.
Back in the day. Well, originally. You're
Quakers
saying originally.
Quakers made their mark because they were teetotalers, part of the temperance movement. They wanted people voluntarily to consume things like root beer and sarsaparilla. And
is that why you like root beer?
I like root beer because I can't drink caffeinated beverages.
Gotcha.
And it's difficult.
Doctor says caffeine makes an edgy.
So, you know, here they are putting my religion on their product.
Yep.
Year after year, decade after decade, they're not attending meeting. They're not supporting the New England quarterly meeting. They're New England yearly meeting. They're not supporting the Religious Society of Friends in any way. Not FMU. None of these organizations. And if you wouldn't excuse me, they're not Quakers.
Gotcha.
But they use the Quaker brand. They parlay in the Quaker brand. I think at this point one might make the argument that Quaker Oats actually helps to forward the Quaker brand as opposed to the other direction.
Certainly more than the Quakers do.
Right? People know what they are. People expect Quakers to dress like the guy on Quaker Oats, which of course, this guy isn't playing at all. He's got a big frill on his neck. So I don't know whether they ever had a real Quaker pose for these things. Maybe they did. I don't know.
But the Quakers could get mad because he's not, you know, a real Quaker.
I don't know.
Like that. And I'm not sure what the people who are complaining want Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's owners to do exactly. But they're going to do something.
But they're just going to get rid of them.
They've decided they're going to change their branding. But that's my question. What are they going to do in place of these characters? Because I would imagine that some people who might consider Aunt Jemima to be offensive would still want Aunt Jemima to stay black. Right? So even though however many years ago, they changed the logo to be more of a normal, you know...
What we would consider a non-offensive black lady, yeah.
Apparently it's still offending some people. So how far do they go? Do they take away any characters whatsoever? Because changing it to, you know, an Asian woman or a white woman or something is going to offend a bunch of people. So they can't do that. Are they just going to get rid of her and have just a big black block on there?
I bet if they use an Eskimo with a spear would...
What's that? Sounds like a terrible
Aunt
idea.
Jemima.
Maybe that wouldn't work so well.
No, it sounds awful.
Although, you know, you will blow up like a whale if you eat too much of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that what you would do is just rename it something else, you know. Whatever the company is Mars is... syrup.
Well, here's the useless corporate talk that Quaker Oats had put out there, according to CNN Business, regarding it retiring its 130-year-old Aunt Jemima brand and logo. Does that mean they're going to shut the entire brand down, that there will no longer be Aunt Jemima syrup? They're going to just end it? Or are they going to make changes? Quote, as we work to make progress toward racial equality through several initiatives, we must also take a hard look at our portfolio of brands and ensure they reflect our values and meet our consumers' expectations. say, the Pepsi-owned Quaker Oats company.
What if consumers expect to see a black woman on their syrup?
Well, that's what I've been expecting. I mean, like I said, I don't buy these products generally, but, I mean, Aunt Jemima is a familiar product. It's been around for my entire lifetime. It's apparently 130 years old, this brand. Now they're just going to flush it after 130 years? There haven't been protests for 129 of those 130 years, you know? I mean, what is going on?
People have been talking about Aunt Jemima for some time. Mm-hmm. It just it didn't have traction. And this is, to me, these companies trying to appear woke during these times mm-hmm. that is going to be most beneficial for them.
Right. So they're so with
it. Of course, you know, just to play the devil's advocate here, maybe if you're getting shot down like dogs in the street, it is some comfort if people signal that they support you, even if they signal it by doing something silly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I tend to agree with that. Mm-hmm. I wish humans were logical beasts.
Mm-hmm. They're not, though.
And they're not.
No.
And it's frustrating.
ConAgra is behind Ms. Butterworth's, said they would conduct a complete brand and packaging review. ConAgra noted that it can, quote, see that our packaging may be interpreted in a way that is wholly inconsistent with our values. Well, again, Mrs. Butterworth's is just a bottle. I mean, she's never had any kind of race whatsoever. If you want, and Mark, you did the research, you found out that it was a white woman who voiced Mrs. Butterworth's. But regardless, she's always just, it's not been a human being that is reduced down into a bottle or something like that. She's just always been a bottle.
Bottle has been expanded up into a human being.
She's animated and she, you know, pours syrup onto pancakes. And
I don't think she pours it. She is poured out of. She is purely passive.
Yeah, I don't even know how they do it. Like the animated Mrs. Butterworth, I don't know how she gets the syrup onto the pancakes. I would presume that she turns into a bottle. The animation turns into a bottle and someone picks up the bottle, pours it onto the syrup.
Maybe.
But I gotta say, as a kid, I was mesmerized by the notion that the bottle was shaped like a human being.
I loved it.
I loved it.
She's always kind of looked kind of creepy. She's got big eyes, and she sort of sits on the shelf and watches everything with her hands behind her back.
Big eyes? What?
I think she's selling you out to the elf on the shelf.
Could be. The move. Well, go look at the bottle, Mark. It's just kind of like this.
I didn't see big eyes. In the
soulless bottle. Looking thing. But you can't put that much. You can't put a whole lot of detail in a plastic mold.
Of course, it may look soulless because the bottle doesn't have a soul. I don't know if you do or I do, but...
The moves are an acknowledgement of the brand's origins and racist stereotypes. This is what CNN is claiming, by the way. A consideration brought to the forefront during the nationwide reckoning on race following George Floyd's death in police custody.
And here's an actual older bottle of Mrs. Butterworth with a white... It's a white lady.
Really? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on this brand readjustment or maybe even elimination. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at
food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark's here, just not paying attention.
Sorry, I just got an email and I was reading it. Excuse me.
You shouldn't be doing that during the show.
You're right.
Bitcoin.com, you can go there and learn about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency in general. Get the basics about Bitcoin. Now's a good time for it. There's no better time than now, especially if you've been waiting. You waited a decade. Now you should go to Bitcoin.com and learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And you can also, of course, purchase those things there in a variety of different ways. They've got their own exchange, which is mostly an international thing. Sorry, U.S. users. Also, if you're in the U.S., you can use their local.bitcoin.com site, which allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. It's now been around celebrating its first year anniversary this month. So congratulations to local.bitcoin.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, as apparently major brands with a lot of recognition are being reworked or possibly even eliminated. It's not clear from the statement from Quaker Oats about Aunt Jemima as to whether or not they're going to actually eliminate the brand entirely or somehow rebrand it some way to make it less offensive to some people who apparently are offended by Aunt Jemima.
I find Aunt Jemima to be the most offensive of these characters out here, and it's simply because Jemima, if it was ever the name of anyone's aunt, it sounds like a very dated name.
It does.
And
it does.
No doubt black Americans have made lots of strides since then, so I mean, to me, that's the biggest one. But if there's a woman alive today that's like, hey, why do you think my name's offensive? Screw you. Then I apologize to her. And the rest of these people should, too.
It's just a happy-looking black lady. on the bottle. Okay, it's not like she doesn't look like a slave or something like that. Well,
not now, no.
Now, you could argue that there was a version of the logo in the past that was pretty offensive. I saw something that was purported to be that. Whether it was or not, I don't know. But the one that was purported to be the original logo looked pretty offensive. You know, it was exaggerated in certain ways that would definitely be, I think, considered offensive. I don't find this particular current logo, nor the one of Uncle Ben, to be in any way, you know, negative. But I guess some people do. And so now these companies are trying to show how sensitive they are to that. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. First up, we've got Ro calling from Pennsylvania, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Ro.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm so glad you're all discussing this. I heard this story this morning on America's First News, and like 5 a.m, and I was I just came in, and I was so glad you were discussing it. I've listened to your show for a very long time. I'm usually on GCN, and I just said, let me check to see if you are on YouTube. But what I liked is that what you are saying is like so correct. It's probably like 90% correct. The thing is, the woman is not offensive. She's a black woman, and she's on the cover of a product. However, the offensive part is, as many times, white persons don't take the time to respect our histories, and our names and our legacies. And Ijemima is the correct name. Jemima is not how it's pronounced, but as many times white persons do, they say our names wrong. Ijemima is a Yoruba nation name. I have met a number of Ijemimas, and they're always very beautiful. You know, usually very younger women.
Were they all African?
Yes, Yoruba. Okay. Yoruba is a nation that ended up being in the Nigerian country. Nigeria is a combination.
So forgive my ignorance here. I thought that people generally got black people, people that were brought over as slaves, were generally got some new name that the white folks could pronounce.
That's so. But once again, the disrespect is white persons. The disrespect. We weren't brought here. We were kidnapped. And when you kidnap people, you're committing a crime. So you don't respect your victim.
That's a crime. No argument there.
Yeah, but you are 90% right. I felt the same way. I really wanted to call the corporate office this morning, but I was busy all day, and I think I will call there because it should be upgraded. It's been a black woman.
Let me just follow. Let me see if I can.
Years.
Before you go on, Ro, let me see if I'm following you. You're saying that to you, the only thing you find offensive about the brand is that you believe that they're mispronouncing it, that it should be pronounced.
They are mispronouncing it. They do this to us all the time. They do this to us all the time. They don't just mispronounce names. They lie about our history because they.
But that's not happening with
that is happening here. The name is not Jemima. The name is actually Ijemima. That's a real.
Okay.
Is that spelled the same way?
Yoruba nation.
Is it spelled the same way?
No. E J E M I N A. Ijemima. I have loads of cousins with Yoruba names. I know what I'm talking about.
I'm not saying that you're, I believe you. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I don't think that you can say.
I'm not letting you know that I'm
wrong. Bro, I don't think that you can.
I'm not a bro.
I didn't say bro.
Ro.
It says here Ro is your name. Is that not your name?
Okay, I thought you said bro. There's a lot of guys who call women bro, and I'm not good with that.
You sound female to me. I'm not sure. I don't know for sure, though. Okay. Are you female?
I'm female.
You're female. Okay.
I call my female friends bro.
But we do have. I just want to make sure that our board
like
operator.
Friend, bro.
Those who got mad at it left me and they're not my friends anymore, so it's not a problem.
I just want to make sure. Your name is Ro, correct? I want to make sure our board operator got that correct. Okay, so, so Ro, look, I don't know if you should be offended if somebody mispronounces a name, right? Like, it happens to me all the time. People will say, instead of Ian, or Yan, or something like that, right? Like, there's different ways that people will interpret a pronunciation, and I don't get offended by it.
People say no booty.
Yeah,
I've not heard that
one
yet.
It's not just, within total concept here, let's be real, they didn't just mispronounce the name. Like I said, you know, let's get real here. A lot of people that were kidnapped were young and work able ready. Ijemima was probably some beautiful young Yoruba princess. Okay, I've never met a Ijemima that was not saying that the person doesn't get older. I'm just saying that there's a number of misrepresentations. It starts with the mispronunciation and then an older woman. I don't have a problem with it being an older woman. All I'm trying to say is that her being on the cover, I agree with you all. I think you all said it should be rebranded. It should not be just, you know, cut and what do you call it, discontinued.
What would you like to see? I mean, do you have some sort of idea?
I want to see it upgraded. I want to see it upgraded, and I'm like, I feel strongly about it. I actually want to call the corporate office.
What does it look like,
so
though?
So would you be cool with it if it was, like, a hot black woman, if it was Beyonce?
No, you're making jokes, and I know you're okay.
We can't help it. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Let me tell you what many eat. Just so I can give you a visual. Not saying they look just like this, but to give you a visual of what EJ Mima probably looks like, it would be the actress Nwango. I forgot her first name.
I gotta look her up.
I don't know.
She's very famous, African actress. Yeah, I just don't go to the movies. But she's
okay.
Very
I don't.
But what is it that you want to see? You want to see an upgrade? I mean, it's already...
Yeah, I want to see it upgraded. Yeah.
It's already just the... Basically, the current logo, as I understand it, is the words Aunt Jemima or Jemima with a woman and just her face, essentially.
I want to see her proper name, well, and I have some other ideas of how they could correct their wrongs.
Yeah.
But... I'm just saying that I believe...
So you think it should stay a black lady, it just should have the proper name according
pronunciation,
to...
Yeah.
The proper name or pronunciation.
Yeah, and the image should be adjusted. I have ideas of how it could be adjusted. Maybe it shouldn't be one black woman, but I'm saying I don't have a problem with an older black woman. Sure. All I'm trying to say is that...
should it be more than one black lady?
It could be, yes. That's possible.
Well, if we're going to do a group, I think we should make it mixed race.
Thank you, Rob, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, and I don't know how Quaker Oats is going to handle this. I don't know how you
can
upgrade.
I don't know how they're going to handle it either. I think that her suggestions are as relevant as anyone's suggestions.
Sure.
By the way, Nwango, I didn't understand what she said as far as the name went. It took me a second to search it. Is a beautiful black woman.
The actress? Is this an actress?
I would say that if I was looking at a food product, yes. If I was looking at a food product... I would want an older woman on the food product. I can tell
older lady's got more experience cooking.
Yeah, I just don't have a particular, you know, it's generally if I'm looking for the food, you know, as a guy who has to spend a certain amount of time by myself while my wife goes down to Florida, I'm hunting around all the time for where I can get home cooked meals during the winter time, and I'm not hunting at young ladies' houses.
Nope.
I'm hunting at older ladies' houses. So
I thought you were just going with the percentages there. Right. You're more likely to get some food out of an older lady at our age.
It's the truth.
And the food's more likely to be better if it's an older lady.
Indeed.
Because of experience and time put in.
I don't know.
Ages.
And she the caller didn't have anything, didn't have anything negative to say about an older black lady on the...
Wanted it to be upgraded, and I'm still not quite clear what
that
would
mean. I think
the
upgrade is a proper pronunciation. I don't think that's the most ridiculous claim in the world.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.